Live CFL action, your Calgary Stampeders versus the Hamilton Tiger Cats, don't you know? As well, coming up at 7:17, is it a seasonal allergy or just your common cold? How do you tell the difference between the two and treat both? We got you covered at 7:17 with Dr. Ted Jablonski. And just ahead in 6 minutes after Tony's news, Calgary's former police chief quit with 2 years left on his contract. But did he get a severance payout? Officials won't say. And now the silence is raising eyebrows. We'll dig into the topic coming up in 6 minutes.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Tony King. Mainly sunny and 10 at 7 o'clock. Parliament resumes today, and Global Chief Political Correspondent David Akin says the Liberals and the Conservatives held preparatory meetings yesterday.
Both caucus meetings started with a little boasting, first from a rookie Conservative who this week won a judicial recount by just 12 votes.
I'm proud to be a part of a party that won with 2.4 million more votes in the last election, 24 new seats, including myself.
And then an hour later, from the leader who led his party to one of the most remarkable political turnarounds in history.
The largest vote share for the Liberal Party in nearly half a century.
Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre is signaling that the Liberals might have his party's support when it comes to dealing with the trade war with the United States. Coming up, the King and Queen touch down in Ottawa in about 4 hours. But first, QR Calgary helicopter traffic.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Dry roads around the city area. Highways are in really good condition as well. That sun is going to be a bright one, though. So if you're eastbound, extra caution for that glare. Volume-wise, things are off to a pretty steady start on Deerfoot Trail in the usual spots around the construction zones out of the northeast and southeast. Same with Glenmore Trail out of the southwest. We're already starting to see some slowdowns over the reservoir towards 14th Street. But if you're coming out of the north by southbound lane, the Crowchild Trail are still running delay-free from Stony Trail all the way down towards the Bow Trail Memorial Drive exit ramps. Now, we are up in the northeast end of the city, checking up on 16th Avenue. Westbound lanes here running delay-free coming in from Chestermere all the way out towards Deerfoot. Memorial Drive, 32nd Avenue, McKnight Boulevard, all great options for you. Out of the northeast, though, we do have Coral Springs Boulevard at 68th Street. Reports of a collision on the boulevard itself. No lanes are blocked on 68th Street, both north and southbound. So that's the good news. You'll just want to watch out for flashing lights as you head in and out of the community. Head to Specsavers to get a free polarized sun lenses in your second pair with their two from $149 offer. Limited time only. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca. From the QR Calgary Traffic Helicopter, I'm Brandy Warren.
Ahead of a royal visit by King Charles and Queen Camilla starting this morning, a new poll suggests many Canadians hold more favorable views toward the monarchy. 66% of respondents to an Ipsos poll for Global News say that the monarchy helps differentiate Canada from the United States. Daryl Bricker with Ipsos says that's up 12% from a year and a half ago.
It's very much being driven by what's happening in the United States rather than anything that's happening with the royal family. If you actually look at the approval rankings of King Charles, for example, they're literally half of what they were for his mother.
The two-day visit includes the King reading tomorrow's speech from the throne in Parliament. An open house yesterday in Beauness was drumming up support for a bid to recall two Calgary MLAs, Dimitrios Nicolaides and Rajan Sani. Alberta Resistance organizer Jenny Yeremy cited the push to pull out of the Canada Pension Plan, a provincial police force, and separatism as examples of the UCP not listening to Albertans.
None of this stuff was on the ballot when they ran, and now here we are having to fend off all of these things that we is a lack of focus on the things that we actually want, which is to uphold our systems and uphold our public institutions.
She admits the group faces an uphill battle to get 60% of those who voted, about 14,000 signatures in each riding, in order to force a recall vote. A year after fire ravaged the Jasper town site, the smell of smoke is heavy on the outskirts of the national park. A 60-hectare fire is burning out of control southeast of Hinton near Mercole. An emergency alert last night warned residents in the area to prepare for possible evacuation. west of the park, a fire near Yellowhead Lake, BC, just outside the park boundary that broke out Saturday, is now under control. There are no fires burning within Jasper National Park, but Parks Canada says the fire danger is high and helicopter and fire crews are on standby. About a third of the homes and businesses in the Jasper town site were destroyed in a wildfire last summer. Sentencing is scheduled for today for the Ontario man who pleaded guilty to stealing an iconic portrait of former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill from Ottawa's Chateau Laurier Hotel. Jeffrey Wood entered his plea earlier this year, admitting to stealing the portrait and knowingly committing forgery by making a false document. Police say the portrait, snapped in 1941 in the Speaker's office in Parliament, was stolen from the hotel sometime within 2 weeks after Christmas Day 2021 and replaced with a fake, but the swap wasn't discovered for months. The defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers can sweep visiting Carolina tonight with a win in Game 4 of the NHL's Eastern Conference Final. If they advance, the Panthers would be in the final for the third straight year. The Edmonton Oilers have taken the lead in the Western Conference with a 6-1 win over Dallas yesterday. The Oilers are up 2-1 now with Game 4 tomorrow in Edmonton. The Toronto Blue Jays got pounded by the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday, 13-0. They will open a 3-game series against the Rangers in Arlington, Texas today. Breaking news when it happens, our next scheduled news at 7:30. I'm Tony King.
Want to be heard without going live on the air? Call the QR Calgary Listener Feedback Line, 403-444-4330.
Good morning. I'm Leslie Horton with Global News. Hope you enjoyed yesterday. More of the same, at least this morning. And then this afternoon, some more cloud moves in. Chance of showers or some thunderstorms. A high this afternoon of 26. Much the same overnight with the partly cloudy sky. A chance of showers or thunderstorms, 10 degrees. And then sunshine tomorrow, 24 and 20-something for the rest of the week. That is your Sky Tracker weather forecast.
While your coffee pours, tell your smart speaker to play QR Calgary. Now back to the new Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz on QR Calgary 770.
707, 10 degrees and mainly sunny on your Monday, May 26th. And this is interesting because it's one of these stories that, as far as I'm concerned, came out of nowhere. And I'm continuing to still look for some answers, as I think many Calgarians are. But more than anything, looking at the process ahead and what this means and what this means for taxpayers. I'm talking about how on May 2nd, that was a Friday morning on May 2nd, the Calgary Police Chief Mark Neufeld submitted a letter of resignation effective immediately. 2 years left on his contract. And questions surround this resignation, and particularly if the former chief does, in fact, get a severance payout. Officials won't say, and the silence is raising eyebrows. To get some answers and to dig into the topic, we're joined this morning by Laurie Williams, a political analyst at Mount Royal University. Welcome back to the program, Laurie.
Great to be with you, Andy.
This did really come out of nowhere. And at this point, I mean, I'm not sure whether or not I don't want to put you on the spot, Laurie, but to this point, I do not have a reason behind the chief's resignation. But I guess, you know, he happens to be in the public eye, and people do resign. But do we know any reasoning behind it yet at this point, Laurie?
No, and that's part of what's raising questions. People are, I think, wondering whether there was some kind of issue. Did he have an issue with something that was happening with the police service? Did something happen in the police service that raised questions about him? Was there a disagreement? And of course, you know, for people that are struggling to make ends meet and paying tax dollars, they're wondering what this is costing and whether they're getting good value for their tax dollars.
And what do we know when it comes to this level of a position civically and severance payouts? What sort of protocols are in place, or governors, or are there any really?
Well, it really does depend on the circumstances. We can all think of certain situations where someone is contractually required to be paid a severance, even if there are there's no justification for them leaving, or they've left under questionable circumstances. Sometimes they still are entitled to, legally entitled to a severance just because of the terms of a contract. But we don't know what those terms were, whether severance was paid, and again, whether that is something that is fair and justified. And the city is saying this is a personnel matter, it's private. But this is a public figure, and these are tax dollars, and so questions are, I think, are understandably being raised.
Is that part of it? You can say all you want that it's a personnel matter, but in the end, it is a public perception matter, and this is like you'd mentioned. We are up against it. We're looking at every penny as citizens of Calgary, and the perception, it just doesn't look good without getting some transparency on our end as taxpayers.
I think there's so many questions that are being raised here, and people are just wondering. I mean, some of this could be put to rest if it were simply disclosed, even whether a severance was paid. I mean, there are lots of public figures whose income everybody knows. It's just a matter of public record. The so-called sunshine list that has been made available in Alberta, anyone paid with tax dollars over a certain minimum annual salary, those numbers are available publicly. And so here, I think the expectation is, well, if we know, you know, what the premier makes, they're choosing a speaker in Ottawa today, we know what the speaker makes, that they have an official residence, and so forth. The expectation is, well, you know, these are public dollars and public figures, and so the public ought to know.
Do we have any idea what sort of dollars we're talking about for a figure like former chief Mark Neufeld? What sort of a severance would that entail?
Well, it could be, you know, certainly six figures, but again, without more information or whether even a severance was paid, so those questions continue to be raised, and it keeps coming up in the news. I mean, this has been some time now, mm-hmm. And the questions keep getting asked without answers. I think they continue to get raised.
And at the same time, we do know that, you know, a handful, I believe it was three deputy chiefs, were walked out as soon as the new commissioner was appointed. So we don't know the transparency behind that as well. Or, you know, could this be a case that just like a kind of a sports team, the coach leaves and brings his assistant coaches with him?
Well, it could be, but given that we've heard, not just with the Calgary Police Service, but other police organizations, that there have been culture issues within some organizations. People, again, are wondering, was there some kind of questionable behavior? Was there a dispute over something? Are there again, culture or even competence questions to be raised here? And without having any information, and again, this is all just speculation, without any information, we don't know if it's just, well, new leader wants new deputies, or was there something going on that required a change? And again, if we know what the reason was, then public confidence in policing could be affected by this as well, positively or negatively.
Yeah, still more questions and answers at this point. And what are we, 24 days after the fact that the chief did tender his resignation? Thank you so much for your time this morning, Laurie. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Andy. It's a pleasure as always.
Thank you. Laurie Williams, a political analyst at Mount Royal University. Still coming up before you hit 9 o'clock, it'll be another chance for you to get your hands on tickets to the hottest name of the Calgary Stampede Concert Series, Shania Twain, coming to town July 5th. As well, it's that time of the year, folks. You might hear a lot of this. Oh, I thought we were coming with a big sneeze. We have all sorts of various sneezes on hand because you might be sneezing. You might have those itchy eyes. Is it a cold? Or are you suffering from seasonal allergies? How can you tell the difference? We'll get some expert advice from Dr. Ted Jablonski coming up in a few minutes. You know what it's like when you're shopping around for any product or service? It's the word of mouth recommendations that hold the most weight. So consider this my word of mouth endorsement for the Jiffy app and JiffyOnDemand.com. I've used Jiffy countless times in my home, and let me tell you, it's been a game changer for keeping things in tip-top shape. And that's because Jiffy, well, they've taken care of everything. With Jiffy, you choose the professional you want to tackle your job. You agree on a date and time that works in your schedule. Plus, every pro on the app is local, licensed, vetted by the Jiffy team themselves. Work is done with satisfaction guaranteed for all those outdoor projects this time of the year, like gutter cleaning, window washing, and lawn maintenance. Inside, electrical work, plumbing, appliance repairs, and much, much more. Just download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code QR25. That'll give you $25 off your first job. Jiffy, it's Canada's number one home maintenance app. And weather-wise, oh, another glorious start to the day. Now at 11 degrees and mainly sunny in the city of Calgary. Love the sounds of that. Into the afternoon, we'll top out at 26. Look for a sun cloud mix majority of the day. Then into the afternoon, stretching into the evening, we've got a 60% chance of showers and the risk of a thunderstorm. Yeah, if you got those kids in outdoor soccer, you might have a cancellation tonight. There's a chance for it. Otherwise, we'll see clearing overnight, partly cloudy, low temperature down to 10. In for a sun cloud mix on Tuesday as we popped at 24 gorgeous degrees, and even better on Wednesday, mainly clear and a high temperature of 27. Yeah, currently 11 degrees and mainly sunny in the city. Time now for a check on helicopter traffic.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Pretty good start to your Monday morning. We've got bare dry roads around the city area. Highways are in really good shape as well. A bit of glare for the eastbound drive though, so extra caution, especially on those more major routes like Glenmore out of the southwest. That's actually where we are right now. Eastbound lanes are running at about 10 minutes from Sarcee Trail out towards Deerfoot. You are going to find some building volume around the reservoir approaching 14th Street. Coming out of the southeast on westbound Glenmore, a little bit of a slowdown approaching the Deerfoot Trail construction zone. Speeds are down to 50. You've got the lane realignment as well to consider. Coming out of the southeast on northbound Deerfoot, 10 minutes from Stoney Trail up to 17th Avenue. And we're also seeing a pretty good drive on McLeod Trail, 20 minutes from Stoney Trail up to 17th Avenue along that route. If you're out of the northwest end of the city, 16th Avenue running delay-free between COP and Saint. And Crowchild Trail is about a 10-minute drive southbound from Stoney Trail down towards the Bow River. Now, up in the northeast end of the city, we did have Coral Springs Boulevard and 68th Street, a collision. Happy to report that has been cleared away. 68th Street's a great option through the northeast, as is 52nd Street as you leave Castle Ridge and Falcon Ridge. Earn 4.9% with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and watch your savings grow. Conditions apply. Annual rate varies by savings period. Scotiabank.com/MPSA. From the QR Calgary Traffic Helicopter, I'm Brandy Warren.
Ideas, issues, and opinions that matter. Shea Ganim on QR Calgary.
There is a group of people. I mean, they were protesting ostriches last weekend. It never stops. Like, what are we having a convoy for this weekend, guys? And it doesn't matter. Well, it is just, as Murray said, it started in COVID and it became a community and a climate. And hey, go fill your boots, convoy. That's great.
Shea Ganim, weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Brought to you by Avalon Foundation Repair on QR Calgary.
Be cool, glass coatings. For keeping those UV rays at bay.
Keeping heat, fading, and glare away.
For sun control and a whole lot more.
With the quality you've been looking for.
Be cool, glass coatings. Sun control and security.
For home or office, think of the bee.
When you want it done right, it's got to be. Be cool, glass coatings. Be like the bubble, cool glass coatings.
Lock Surgeon repairs and replaces handles and deadbolts,
door closers and automatic door openers.
Lock Surgeon provides window bars and security gates.
We rekey locks and develop access control systems.
You'll find lock, key, and door hardware solutions at Lock Surgeon.
For in-store and mobile service, find us at locksurgeon.com.
Buy early, win more with the brand new Calgary Health Foundation Home Lottery Mountain Edition. Land Rover VIP prize deadline is Friday. Buckle up for adventure in your 2025 Land Rover Defender or take $120,000. You could also win the $2.7 million grand prize Canmore Villa located in Spring Creek plus $50,000. Tickets are limited and selling fast. VIP deadline is Friday. CalgaryMountainHomeLottery.com.
Hi, Calgary. It's Gord Gillies inviting you to feel the joy of making an impact with the Children's Hospital Lottery. Win an adventure-ready truck and RV package, a Lincoln Navigator, plus a trip to Fiji, or a $1.4 million dream home package. Every ticket you purchase helps to change the lives of thousands of kids across Alberta. Get your tickets today at childrenshospitallottery.ca.
License 730-858-18 plus. Play responsibly.
Cupboards Express. Shop over 1,000 styles and get your custom cupboards in as little as 2 weeks. Stop by their showroom at 2020 32nd Ave Northeast or visit cupboardsexpress.com.
Morning Brew is brought to you by Cupboards Express. Shop over 1,000 styles and get your custom cupboards in as little as 2 weeks. Visit cupboardsexpress.com.
7:20 on your Monday morning and 10 degrees, mainly sunny. Hopefully you had the chance to get out and enjoy. Yesterday's high was 25 degrees, but maybe you were outside. And maybe as a result, late yesterday or even this morning, you're coughing. You've got a runny nose, maybe itchy eyes. Tis the season for it, but is it a spring cold or are you suffering from a seasonal allergy? And how can you tell the difference between the two? To discuss, we're joined by Dr. Ted Jablonski, our on-call family physician. Good morning to you, Dr. J.
Good morning.
So, yeah, the runny nose, it can happen, right? It's spring, right? Maybe that spring cold, but also the pollen has been kind of thick as snowflakes lately. Maybe it's a seasonal allergy. How can we tell the difference, Dr. J.?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we are still seeing the lingering effects of influenza-like illness from the winter. So I worked this past weekend. 75% of the patients I saw cough, sort of low-grade fever, still that respiratory stuff. So This is not the simplest thing. But definitely with allergies, there's usually no fever at all. You're really not feeling sick, but you have a lot of symptoms. So those symptoms can be, as you referenced, itchy eyes, sort of itchy nose, it's runny, maybe a dry cough. But I'm really not sick with it. It's just really persistent and bothersome, and that's what keeps getting me. And right now, yes, the tree pollens are definitely out as spring sort of advances and the weather's going to get warmer. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Wow. Also, one of the other things we hear about this time of year, besides the pollen, is, of course, the leftover remnants on our lawn. We heard of snow mold before. It can be beyond the pollen, can't it, when it comes to allergies?
Yeah, very much so, although we are over the snow mold problem. The snow's been off for quite some time now. So if you are struggling right now with allergies, it's 100% tree pollen. The grass pollens haven't come yet, and the wheat pollens are later, sort of our end of summer, fall. So it's right now, it is tree pollen that's the problem.
I'm wondering, you know, we talk about these different, I guess you'd say factors when it comes to seasonal allergies in the spring. Are they different when it comes to spring allergies than fall allergies, or are they similar, Dr. J?
Well, they're similar in the sense that they cause similar symptoms, but the actual pollens are distinctly different. So it's funny, every single spring, summer depends on how the weather patterns are, depends on what blooms, how quickly it blooms, as to are you going to have trouble. So there's some sufferers who, like some spring, summer, they almost have nothing. Then the next spring, summer, horrible. And it just depends on that pollen count and what comes out. But you could be somebody who only has fall allergies, never spring, vice versa, or you have it all sort of all spring, all summer, or fall. You sort of get nailed the entire season because all different kinds of pollen seem to trigger your problem. But the symptoms are generally very similar across the board.
Is that just a self-diagnosis here, Dr. J, or should we talk to our doctor and be diagnosed with an allergy? So, for example, is it that serious?
I think it depends on how the severity of symptoms. So if you have a very mild seasonal allergy, you can manage this yourself. Get a non-sedating antihistamine, away you go. If it is actually moderate or severe, as in this is really affecting my quality of life, your standard over-the-counter therapies might not be good enough. You may need prescription nasal sprays, prescription eye drops. You may need desensitization, etc. So yeah, this is definitely a place where seeing your primary care specialist, seeing potentially even an allergist to get sorted out can be really, really helpful if it's really affecting your quality of life.
And when you talk about those over-the-counter, I guess you'd say remedies for the allergies, should we consult a doctor? Because I'm not sure I have an allergy, or is it dangerous if I just give it a shot myself?
Well, it depends on how much you're using and how aggressive you are. I think if you have mild allergies and you're trying the, you know, a PRN or as needed antihistamine, and it seems to work, seems to take away symptoms, you're probably okay. I don't know that you need to see a professional for that. If the OTC stuff doesn't work, or I'm using it every day, way more, I'm overusing it, absolutely. That's when a professional probably should be involved, because now is my diagnosis correct? Is this just seasonal allergies? And should I be taking it the next step and getting much more aggressive therapies to help? So, yeah, it depends on how effective those therapies are and am I having to overuse them to get control of my symptoms.
It's super timely. Thank you for joining us this morning, Dr. J. We appreciate the clarity.
You betcha.
Dr. Ted Jablonski is our on-call family physician.
Steve from Green Fox Windows here, and I want to talk to you about window warranties. Every window company has warranties that sound wonderful until you look at the fine print. I mean, when you hear 25-year warranty, you naturally assume everything is covered for 25 years, right? Nope, not even close. In most cases, 25-year warranties actually only cover workmanship for 2 to 5 years, not 25. And they actually only cover the glass itself for 1 or 2 years, not 25. At Green Fox Windows, when we say 25-year warranty, we mean it. Everything about your window, from glass to seal to workmanship, everything is covered for 25 full years. No loopholes, no exceptions, no fine print. Just 25 full years of continuous, uninterrupted, worry-free warranty coverage. If that sounds good to you, call Green Fox Windows at 1-800-232-9454 or find us online at greenfoxwindows.ca.
Quality craftsmanship, Canadian made. Windows.
Hey Calgary, Shaman here, and I'm CEO at Hope Street Property Management. If you've ever thought about renting out your house, give me a shout, because now is a great time. The market's hot, and we have hundreds of pre-qualified tenants looking for great rental homes just like yours. Check out hopestreet.ca to learn more or for your free online rental evaluation.
Hope Street, helping busy homeowners manage their rentals and become armchair landlords who sleep easy.
hopestreet.ca.
These are complex times, and your family's mental health is as important as its physical health. In the past 12 months, over 40% of Calgarians report seeking mental health services. And through it all, Woods Homes is here. Talk to a counselor at one of our Calgary Public Library Wellness Desk locations, or call our crisis line at the Eastside Community Mental Health Center. Find the service that's right for you. Call 403-299-9699 or visit woodshomes.ca.
Real Canadian Superstore is calling for sizzling bites. Sink your teeth into our new PC Halifax-inspired Donair beef burgers, only $12 a pack, and made with delicious Canadian beef. Bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Hi, I'm Dallas Harry with FMC Canada. If you're growing cereal crops in our area and fighting kochia or Russian thistle, Barricade 2 herbicide delivers powerful, reliable control of tough weeds without compromising crop safety. Plus, you can earn up to 15% back with FMC Cashback and a $1 per acre proactive bonus when paired with eligible pre-herbicides. Ask your retailer about Barricade 2 from FMC today.
In hospitals and homes across Alberta, our nurses are the heartbeat of patient care. But with inadequate staffing, lives are at risk. Safe staffing isn't just about numbers. It's about ensuring the best possible care for our patients and creating supportive work environments. Demand respect, safe staffing, and proper resources for our nurses. because every nurse deserves the tools to save lives. Visit neednurses.ca to learn more. A message from United Nurses of Alberta.
100 years of Chrysler in Canada, and we've been around for over 30 of them. It's time for employee pricing at High Rivers Country Chrysler. You pay what we pay for the month of May. Visit High Rivers Country Chrysler or countrychrysler.com before the deals drive off.
7:28 coming up to 7:29, and yes, arriving in Canada, King Charles and Queen Camilla slated. We're not sure what's on the docket today. I was saying maybe some shots of some maple syrup and going all Canada with the King and the Queen. But bigger than that, we're still throwing it out there for you. Let us know your thoughts on our connection to the monarchy. Let us know, 403-974-8255. We do know what his plans are tomorrow, as he will be doing his thing and helping us to kick off the 45th Parliament. So official business for sure, but bigger picture, our connection, and how symbolic is this in your world as far as showing that we are different than the USA? We're Canadian, and we're connected, and we've got royalty on our currency. Love to hear if that moves the needle for you and stirs up that Canadian nostalgia. 403-974-8255. Speaking of Canadian nostalgia, Shania Twain, oh, yes, the queen of country, coming back to our town just in time for Stampede. And we will give you a chance to win tickets just before 9 o'clock this morning. Got to stay close for that.
This is Global News. I'm Tony King. Mainly sunny and 11 at 7:30. The King and Queen touch down in Ottawa later this morning to make some history while drawing some pomp and circumstance. Global's Eric Sorensen looks at why.
Charles visits Canada this week. The world, including Washington, will be watching. Every gun salute, every mounted policeman, every waving flag will have greater symbolic meaning than usual. And having the throne speech delivered by the King himself, who is Canada's head of state, will send a clear message to Washington. We're not like you, and we will keep it that way. Eric Sorensen, Global News, Toronto.
Coming up, the federal Conservatives say they'll work with the Liberals, at least in one area, as Parliament resumes today. But first, QR Calgary helicopter traffic.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Well, coming out of the northeast end of the city, Deerfoot Trail, McKnight Boulevard. We are getting reports of a collision southbound Deerfoot exiting onto eastbound McKnight Boulevard. I know that whole area has been undergoing a lot of construction, and it can be a little bit confusing. So watching out for emergency crews in the area. So far, though, Deerfoot Trail is just experiencing the usual slowdowns around the northeast and southeast ends around the construction zones. But we'll definitely keep an eye on that specific area in the northeast. Glenmore Trail moving pretty well across the city. Just the usual slowdown out of the southwest approaching the reservoir and all that glare for the eastbound drive. The glare is going to be impacting your drive this morning, so you want to use extra caution. But very dry roads across the city. Area highways are in really good condition. I know the Trans-Canada is moving really well if you have travel plans out towards the Mountain Park today. The QE2 is also in pretty good condition heading up towards the Edmonton area. Back within the city, we do have street sweeping kicking off in about half an hour in Mission, Beddington, Martindale, Arbor Lake, Cambrian Heights, Mount Pleasant, Cranston, Forest Lawn, and Aspen. So watching out for those no parking signs. That again kicks off at 8 this morning. Don't miss the VIP deadline midnight Friday. Win a Land Rover Defender or choose $120,000. Buy now, CalgaryMountainHomeLottery.com. Play responsibly, 18 plus. From the QR Calgary Traffic Helicopter, I'm Brandy Warren.
Leader Pierre Poilievre says the Conservatives will cooperate with the Liberals to end the U.S. trade dispute once Parliament resumes today. Poilievre made the comments as he met with his Conservative caucus yesterday to lay out their priorities for the spring session. He says the Tories owe it to Canadians who supported them in the last election to fight for change in the legislature and listed priorities that closely echo his campaign pledges. More than 100 people have signed up already to help a group hoping to force recall votes for two Calgary MLAs. Alberta Resistance held an open house in Bowness yesterday looking for people to assist their petitions seeking to recall Calgary Bow MLA Dimitrios Nicolaides and Calgary Northwest MLA Rajan Sani. Organizer Jenny Yeremy says the UCP government has been focused on its own agenda, not listening to Albertans.
We're focused on, like I said, more private schools. None of us signed up for that. Coal mining, I door knocked during the election. Nobody was asking for more coal mines. We have, like I said, this healthcare scandal. Nobody's been asking for the privatization of our healthcare system. Same thing with education.
She admits the 14,000 signatures needed in each riding to force recall votes won't be easy. The province will announce plans to oversee what books can be available in school libraries in Alberta. Education and Child Care Minister Dimitrios Nikolaides holds a news conference this morning to announce action the government says it will take to ensure that school library materials are age appropriate. The memory of last year's devastating fire in Jasper remains fresh in the minds of many as new fires broke out near the national park on the weekend. An emergency alert last night warned residents near Mercole, southeast of Hinton, to prepare for possible evacuation as a 70-hectare fire burns out of control about 6 kilometers away. Meanwhile, crews have been able to get another fire west of Jasper National Park under control. That fire broke out Saturday near Yellowhead Lake in BC. Parks Canada says the fire danger in the park is high, but there are no fires burning within the Jasper boundaries at the moment. Helicopter and fire crews are on standby. Hudson's Bay and Saks Fifth Avenue Canada workers have sparked interest from other companies. Luxury retailer Holt Renfrew has added dozens of Bay and Saks employees to its store teams and says more are still to come. Talent acquisition staff at Shoppers Drug Mart and Rexall also appear to be working social media to lure in Bay and Saks employees. More than 9,000 people will be out of work by the time the Bay and Saks finish liquidating at the end of the month. In sports, the Edmonton Oilers have a 2-1 lead in their third-round NHL playoff series. The Oilers got by Dallas 6-1 yesterday in Edmonton. Game 4 in the Western Conference Final will be played in Edmonton tomorrow night. The defending champion Florida Panthers can get to the final for the third straight year in a row with a win over visiting Carolina tonight. The Toronto Blue Jays were outscored 19-2 in three games against Tampa on the weekend, including a 13-0 stomping yesterday. The Jays travel to Arlington today to open against the Texas Rangers. In the NBA last night, the New York Knicks had a 106-100 win over Indiana. The Pacers still lead that series 2-1. Breaking news when it happens, our next scheduled news at 8 o'clock. I'm Tony King.
The Knee Clinic is Alberta's only private knee clinic, and they'll have your knee issue assessed within days. Call 403-457-KNEE or visit kneeclinic.ca.
Good morning. I'm Leslie Horton with Global News. How'd you enjoy that weekend? Today, more sunshine this morning than this afternoon, a mixture of sun and cloud. Chance of some showers and some thunderstorms. The wind out of the west at 30 to 60 kilometers per hour. A high of 26, partly cloudy overnight, 10 degrees, and then a streak of sunshine right through to the end of the week. That is your SkyTracker weather forecast.
And currently in the city of Calgary, oh, it's gorgeous. Average wake-up temperature, by the way, is 5 degrees. We are at 11 and mainly sunny in the city. Weather is brought to you by Trail Appliances. Want cleaner dishes, whiter clothes, softer hair than appliances that last longer? Get a Kinetico home water system from Trail Appliances.
You're listening to The New Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz on QR Calgary 770.
7:37 on your Monday morning, Monday, May 26th. How you doing on a Monday? How was your weekend? Let us know, 403-974-8255. And how was the weekend of one Shay Ganims? He is joining us now on the line. How you doing, Shay? What did you get up to?
Not a whole lot. I got some family in from
They were visiting.
West Coast.
Road trip.
So we were busy with that, but that's about it.
And I do know that you were talking about, you know, your family visiting, maybe taking part in some of the festivities surrounding the Edmonton Oilers. And I tell you what, it's the craziest thing ever. My son is full. He's got a McDavid jersey. We live in Calgary.
Oh, really?
He's 7 years old, was born in Calgary. He's got an Evander Kane, a ridiculous chain necklace. He's got the Oilers hat, a couple of T-shirts. It goes on and on and on. And that's because, I'm not sure if you remember, it's like FOMO when I had to buy a skateboard, even though I wasn't good at skateboarding in the 80s because all the other guys had skateboards. Everybody who exits at elementary school on a Oilers game by a skateboard, even though I wasn't good at skateboarding in the 80s because all the other guys had skateboards, everybody who exits at elementary school on a Oilers game day, they roll out in their Oilers gear in Calgary.
That right?
That's what I'm saying. Because McDavid.
Well, I get that. I mean, and I think it's happening in other cities. Like, I think there are a lot of people's second choice, especially if you're a Canadian, right? I mean, I'm always amazed though. Like I'm not. No offense, but I'd be hard pressed to put on a Flames shirt.
This is the thing.
I just don't see it happening.
Because it's my son, I'm not going to razz him. I'm going to let him have his glory. And as a result, yesterday, and I had to check the schedule twice because I thought it would be in the evening, foolishly. And then I was, after our trip to Costco, realized the game was at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Had to get some wings because I make a big deal out of these sporting events. So the kids, we had wings and chips and some dumplings. And boy, what a game it was. I can only imagine how electric it was yesterday in the city.
It was absolutely crazy. Like, the boys are in from Vancouver, and they wanted to go to the Moss Pit, the ice district.
Yes.
So, of course, being, 19-year-old boys, it's pretty tough to get them going for a 1 o'clock game. So I think they dropped them off downtown at about 11:30 or something like that. They couldn't get in.
But
the great thing is there's so many bars with, patios and screens set up and all the rest. So they just wandered up and down the ice district area and watched the game. I think they went to two or three different places. But, yeah, I think if you're not in line for that Moss Pit a good 3 hours ahead of time, you're not getting in. Well, and the weather was perfect for it. So it was absolutely packed. We'll see what it's like tomorrow night. Might be a little quieter on a weekday night, but probably not. I mean, they've been filling it up every single night.
Really? That is insane. Oh, yeah. Taking
it got
the
so bad, they built another one called the Fan Fest, and it's not for the crazy kids quite as much. It's got tents and it's got picnic tables and a beer garden, and they fill that up too. Like, plus the people in the building, it's just crazy.
That is crazy, and it's good to see. And that's why I'm behind the Oilers, because my mom, who's 80, said we need a Canadian team, and so if mom says that, you need to go behind the Oilers, and they're kind of hockey royalty, and from hockey royalty to real royalty rolling into town. I know you're going to be talking about this on your program, and we're talking about, as we do, it's cyclical, whether or not we still have that connection that we should have with the Royals. And the text line seems to be split at this time for me. We talked about it in our coffee talk. It seems to be an age thing. If you're kind of over the age of maybe 40 or 50, you're given the thumbs up, but the younger set not really interested so much in the Royals anymore.
I think you're right, yeah. I'm unabashedly a monarch supporter. I'm not a monarchist. Like, I don't care about the monarchy other than occasions like this. And then I love the spectacle of it, and I like the ties to the... I mean, we're a country that's just building our history. We're relatively young in the larger scheme of things. So I like having the connection to some of that ancient history. And, I mean, did you hear what's happened? Like, there's 28 horses are pulling his carriage. Like, this is crazy. It's made for TV moments. I like all of it, but to me, it's completely and utterly symbolic and meaningless. Here's a question for you, and I'm going to ask the audience this today: the king coming here is meant to be a show of Canadian sovereignty, but isn't it the opposite?
Another country,
state, and he's British. I mean, how does that show Canadian sovereignty?
You know what? It's almost like asking about bad driving habits or taxes or gas prices. Everybody has an opinion, so that's
everyone does.
Be a great conversation. We'll be listening just after the 9 o'clock news. Shay, have a great Monday and go oil.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you. All right, 7:42. It's time for our first check on business from the Popowich Carmelli Advisory Group, CIBC Wood Gundy. We have Rob Geary at the business desk on a Monday. How you doing today, Rob?
Happy Monday, Andy. How are you?
Doing good for a Monday. I guess things could go horribly wrong. It's pretty early. But you're going to have some more details on the continuing saga of the wind down of Hudson's Bay in an interesting angle. We're going to get there in a second. But first, how do the numbers look to get things going on a Monday?
Yeah, you got it. TSX up 140 points, started trading to 26,020. The Dow closed for Memorial Day long weekend today, so the U.S. markets are closed today. But oil down 23 cents to 61.31. Nat gas down 7 cents to 3.27. Canadian dollar up 10 basis points to 72.88. And I did have gold. I was watching gold. I expected that to be up. It's not. It is down $29 to $33.64 an ounce.
All right. Yes. The continuing saga of Hudson's Bay. And I believe they had something like 60 stores. But over half of those now have interest from to pick up the leases. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is a billionaire from a Hong Kong billionaire from Asia, but lives in the lower mainland and owns malls in the lower mainland. This is Ruby Liu is taking over 28 leases. This is BC, Alberta, and Ontario. And this is very interesting because she has a very different concept and she's very active on social media. So you can look it up and kind of see what she's saying. But her stores in the lower mainland and in Asia have a very group culture to them. So they're multicultural. They have food. They have retail. They have a lot of community events as well. So I think this is a very interesting one. We'll have to see what the name and culture is going to be called, the New Bay. What is she going to do here? And when does this start? The expectation is that the quickest we would see this is potentially the fall, but likely into next year. She doesn't own the intellectual property, though, Andy, so this is going to be interesting because that's Canadian Tire, so we're going to have to see how this all plays out, but it's going to be interesting.
And it's still continuing, the talk as far as the future of our oldest company. Maybe there's still a glimmer of hope. Anyway, we appreciate the update. Thanks so much, Rob. We'll catch up next hour.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks, Andy.
You betcha. Hey, coming up just in a few minutes' time, a big day in Ottawa today is the first day of Canada's 45th Parliament, kicking it off with King Charles and Queen Camilla. What this will look like, full details from David Aiken, who is on the scene this morning. That comes your way in a couple minutes. In the meantime, forecast-wise, temperatures going to remain in the 20-degree zone, at least for the next handful of days. Looks like a great stretch. Not to say we're not going to see some instability. We will find our temperature on up there this afternoon, hitting a high of 26 degrees, lots of sunny breaks majority of the day. Then late this afternoon and into the evening, 60% chance of showers and the risk of a thunderstorm. That does stretch into the evening, but then overnight, clearing. We'll see partly cloudy conditions, low temperature 10. Sun cloud mix on Tuesday up to 24, and mainly sunny on Wednesday, a high temperature of 27 degrees. Currently mainly sunny and 11 in the city. Time now for a check on helicopter traffic.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Heads up out of the northeast end of the city. Deerfoot Trail, McKnight Boulevard. We are getting reports of an issue southbound Deerfoot on the exit to eastbound McKnight. I know this whole area has been undergoing a lot of construction and there's a lot of new lane realignments, so just extra caution for that. We're going to try and get a better look at this one and give you an update coming up. In the meantime, Deerfoot Trail out of the southeast end of the city, just the usual slowdown between Barlow Trail and Anderson Road. Coming out of the southwest, Glenmore Trail eastbound now busy from 37th Street to 14th Street. That looks like just volume for you. And coming out of the north West End, Crowchild Trail still running pretty delay-free southbound from Stoney Trail down towards Memorial Drive and Bow Trail. If you are exiting Crowchild into downtown via Bow Trail onto 9th Avenue, 9th Avenue at 7th Street Southwest, you're still dealing with two right lanes blocked off for construction. That kicked off over the weekend. So keep over to the left. It's a backup right to Crowchild, so consider 17th Avenue today. NYX makes unbelievably comfy bras and underwear that prevent period leaks. Talk about game-changing. Shop their Mission or Market Mall stores for everything NYX. From the QR Calgary Traffic Helicopter, I'm Brandy Warren.
Hey Calgary, Shaman here, and I'm CEO at Hope Street Property Management. If you've ever thought about renting out your house, give me a shout, because now is a great time. The market's hot, and we have hundreds of pre-qualified tenants looking for great rental homes just like yours. Check out hopestreet.ca to learn more or for your free online rental evaluation.
Hope Street, helping busy homeowners manage their rentals and become armchair landlords who sleep easy.
Hopestreet.ca.
Eurospot introduces Oops Moment number 74. Did you know it's common for men to experience bladder frequency at night? Take Tom, for example, who would get up at 1, 2, and 3 to pee. At Eurospa, Tom restored his pelvic floor in 28 minutes simply by sitting on a chair fully clothed and nodding off. 6 sessions later, Tom is all Z's and no P's. If you'd like fewer trips to the bathroom, visit us at eurospot.com to strengthen your pelvic floor. That's eurospot.com.
Looking for oversized estate lots, a better pace of life, and a location that puts you in Cochrane? Just 45 minutes from Calgary and minutes from the mountains. Join us for Montara Unfolded, Saturday, June 7th, from 11 to 3 at Montara on Cochrane Lakes. Tour 4 stunning show homes by e-bike, enjoy local bites and live music, and enter to win a luxury staycation. Visit livemontara.ca.
Want to know a secret the mattress industry doesn't want you to know? Their mattresses are a throwaway item, often with a life cycle of only 6 or 7 years. At Everbed, our mattresses are designed to last 3 or 4 times longer. How? There's no secret. We simply design them so that any component that wears out can be easily updated. It also makes them infinitely customizable to be perfectly suited to each sleeper. Everbed, made in Canada, made for you, made forever. Check out our Calgary showroom. Visit everbed.com.
Alberta has always been good to us. Its lands have fed and nourished us. Its pioneering spirit, fueling and pushing us forward. It's a place that has what we want, what we need, what the world needs. So let's raise a glass for Alberta. From Alberta. Visit raiseaglassab.ca to support Alberta's brewers and distillers. Brought to you by AGLC and Travel Alberta.
Here's what you need to know about Lux Windows. We work hard. We come in early, we stay late, we go above and beyond, and then we go a little further. Not for awards or a pat on the back. We work hard so that choosing our windows and doors is an easy decision for you. It's the Alberta way. It's the Lux way. Everything we are is windows and doors. A company born and bred and made in Alberta.
Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's kick it off.
The new Morning Brew is brought to you by Cupboards Express. Shop over 1,000 styles and get your custom cupboards in as little as 2 weeks. Visit cupboardsexpress.com.
7:50 on your Monday, May 26th. It's a big day, and as we're set to kick off Canada's 45th Parliament, Their Majesties King Charles III and Queen Camilla arrive in the nation's capital. Our chief political correspondent, David Akin, is standing by for the latest. Good morning, David. I think we probably want to start from the start with the royals. Day one, what's on tap as far as their agenda is concerned today? And good morning to you.
Good morning. And yeah, we probably do want to start with the royals. And I'm standing by just outside the House of Commons, actually, because they got to work, our MPs, early on their first day of this parliament. And they're busy electing a speaker. That'll be the only business of the day here. We'll find out who the speaker is in a couple hours, but really who cares, because the big news in Ottawa is the arrival of the king. And it's a historic moment for no other reason than, you know, Charles has been to Canada a lot, but always as Prince Charles, and today he shows up as King Charles with his wife Queen Camilla. And the king is set to get to Ottawa about 1:15 local time. First thing they're going to do is have a what's called a community gathering. Basically, it's a meet and greet with whoever wants to show up at Lansdowne Park. And Lansdowne, as any CFL fan knows, that's where the Ottawa Red Blacks play. So there's lots of room. It's a sunny day here in Ottawa, beautiful spring day. So he'll do a little meet and greet, the king and queen. And then he heads to Rideau Hall, tree planting ceremony. And that's something most monarchs do when they visit Ottawa. And then he's going to have a meeting with the governor general and all the, quote, vice regal representatives. That's lieutenant governors from every province. Alberta's lieutenant governor is here. BC's, everybody's been flown in to meet the king and queen. And then at the end of the day, Prime Minister Carney will have an audience with King Charles. You don't meet the king. You have an audience with the king. And that's what that'll be the last item on his agenda today.
Of course, it is a whirlwind visit, 48 hours. The big deal is tomorrow, Charles will deliver the speech from the throne. Looks like that's the real focus of this super quick visit, David.
100%. And that's the whole point that the prime minister wanted to have the king here. It's so rare, first of all. This will be just the third time a monarch has opened parliament. The only other occasions, it was Queen Elizabeth 57 and 77, so it's a pretty rare thing. But Carney's point was this is an historic honor to meet what he called the weight of the moment. And, of course, he's referring to the fact that our sovereignty is under some threat from our American friends. And so the whole point of having the king here to deliver the speech from the throne to remind, well, not just Canadians, but mostly Americans, that we do things differently. We have a different way of governing ourselves. We have a sovereign. His name is Charles, not Donald. And I think that's the point that is going to be made by having the king read the speech. And, of course, any speech from the throne is big news. It's what opens up every parliament, and it's where the government lays out its agenda. And because it's a minority parliament, let's not forget, we're going to have a confidence vote on this speech probably next week. Nobody expects the government to fall. Mm-hmm. One big reason, of course, the conservative leader, Pierre Poilievre, he doesn't have a seat. He's going to have to watch from the gallery with us reporters. He does not have a seat in the House. He's still waiting for that by-election to be called in your neck of the woods up in Battle River Crowfoot, where Damien Kurt's going to step aside. So that's what's on tomorrow. We're going to hear the government's agenda, but most importantly, it's that symbolism of having the king read the speech from the throne.
And David, we got less than a minute, but I want to get into this, some exclusive new polling from our friends at Ipsos that suggests that support among Canadians for the monarch and for Charles got a bit of a bump just because of the times that we're in.
Yeah, call it the Trump bump. Everybody gets one, I guess, if you're a non-Trump candidate. So listen, King Charles has never been the most popular royal. Elizabeth has always been the most popular. I mean, she had favorable ratings in, 80%. Charles, our friends at Ipsos found, his favorable rating right now is 41%. That's good for Charles. That's a four-point bump from this time last year. But Camilla's still got some work to do. Camilla's got a favorable rating among Canadians of just 25%. So she might use these 2 days in Ottawa, maybe boost those numbers a little bit.
Interesting times, and I know you're all over it. We appreciate it, and maybe you can get an audience.
We'll see.
Fingers crossed. Appreciate all you do. Thanks so much, David.
Okay, cheers. Bye-bye.
David Akin is chief correspondent for Global News. Throw it out there one more time. Your thoughts on the royal visit and how much you respect and hold the royals close as a Canadian. 403-974-8255 is our text line.
Ideas, issues, and opinions that matter. Shea Ganim on QR Calgary.
There is a group of people. I mean, they were protesting ostriches last weekend. It never stops. Like, what are we having a convoy for this weekend, guys? And it doesn't matter. Well, it is just, as Murray said, it started in COVID and it became a community and a climate. And hey, go fill your boots, convoy. That's great.
Shea Ganim, weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Brought to you by Avalon Foundation Repairs on QR Calgary.
Here's Wade Kozak of CIBC Wood Gundy on experienced investment advisors.
At the Kozak Financial Group, our clients benefit from our income-generating approach to investing. For decades, we focused on generating investment income that can fund retirement, grow portfolios, and reassure in times of market volatility. The reason we invest this way? Because it's how we invest for ourselves, and we more about how we invest, visit our website, kozakfinancialgroup.ca, or call us at 403-260-0568.
The Kozak Financial Group, for valued retirement and personal financial advice, legacy planning, and business succession.
CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and member of CIPF, an investment industry regulatory organization of Canada. Wade Kozak is an investment advisor and portfolio manager for CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. If you're currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor.
Be cool, glass coatings. For keeping those UV rays at bay.
Keeping heat, fading, and glare away.
For sun control and a whole lot more.
With the quality you've been looking for.
Be cool, glass coatings. Sun control and security.
For home or office, think of the B.
When you want it done right, it's got to be.
Be cool glass coatings. Be like the bumble. Cool glass coatings.
Lock Surgeon repairs and replaces handles and deadbolts,
door closers and automatic door openers.
Lock Surgeon provides window bars and security gates.
We rekey locks and develop access control systems.
You'll find lock, key, and door hardware solutions at Lock Surgeon.
For in-store and mobile service, find us at locksurgeon.com.
Hi, Andrew Schultz here. It's spring, or as I call it, Jiffy season, which means there's so much to do around my home. As if I don't have enough on my plate, my washing machine decided to quit mid-cycle. I opened the Jiffy app, and within seconds, I was paired with Mike, who showed up that day and had it fixed in no time. And when it comes to my spring to-do list, Jiffy is my go-to. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code QR25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Live healthy, live happy, live in a loving community. Welcome to the Manor Village, a place where seniors have fun together while living a full life. The Manor Village is more than a beautiful residence. They surround seniors with wonderful people that treat your loved ones with respect, kindness, and care. Experience elevated senior living with fitness and entertainment programs, Red Seal culinary experiences, and more. Manor Village, the community with heart. See all 9 locations and schedule your tour at themanorvillage.com.
How about this? Housing will only become affordable only if incomes grow faster. Well, that's kind of a no-brainer. But what about lowering those prices? Well, according to our guest at 817, Jake Fuss, an analyst at the Fraser Institute, the bottom line is we have to make more money in our nation. Well, it sounds fine, but what is the path ahead for something like that? I mean, this is an interesting approach to the current housing crisis and affordability crisis in our nation. So I'm very much looking forward to how this works out and how we can dig into that. Comes your way at 817 as well. Still, two more chances to win. You're going to have your chance to get that code word to win your way into the Calgary Stampeders VIP night out. This is a fantastic prize pack that comes up just before 9 o'clock as well. In the next hour, another chance for you to win your way in to check out what I'm saying is the biggest concert of the Calgary Stampede Concert Series 2025. The Queen of Country Music, Shania Twain. You got to listen for a chance to win tickets.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Tony King. Mainly sunny and 11 at 8 o'clock. Parliament returns today in Ottawa. The first order of business will be for newly elected MPs to vote by secret ballot to decide who will become the next Speaker of the House of Commons. The Speaker plays an important role in keeping the legislature functioning smoothly. The job also comes with significant perks, including a $309,000 annual salary, a driver, and an official residence in Gatineau Park. Coming up, support for the monarchy appears to be growing in Canada, but first, QR Calgary helicopter traffic.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Yeah, big heads up through the northeast end of the city, Deerfoot Trail and McKnight Boulevard. We've got a collision. Now, this is actually going to be on the exit from southbound Deerfoot to eastbound McKnight Boulevard. So right underneath the overpass, we've got police on scene kind of tucked off onto the right side. So you're just squeezing by on the left. It is backing things up onto Deerfoot Trail. And actually out of the northeast, you are going to see delays on southbound Deerfoot, starting around at the airport trail out of the northeast and right through the construction zone. Also on Deerfoot Trail out of the southeast, at Deerfoot at Barlow Trail, getting reports of a collision in the northbound lanes. We're going to get eyes on it. And then checking up on McLeod Trail, that's still running pretty smoothly if that's your route in towards downtown. Out of the southwest, you've got stop-and-go traffic on Glenmore eastbound from 37th Street to 14th Street. The glare is going to be quite intense this morning, so you want to keep that in mind. Make sure you pack your sunglasses. And out of the northeast end of the city, 32nd Avenue and 12th Street, we've got a collision in the westbound.